Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the feds are now announcing that 30-plus vaccines, quote, being mandatory, and it's illegal if you don't take them, are going to be forced on school children this year, but now there's over a dozen more new ones. See, each year there's a whole bunch of new vaccines that they claim your children have to take. And they're now talking about making them take a shot so they can't get the cervical cancer caused by a cancer virus. Oh, you have to take one that so you won't have earaches anymore. They're discussing all these, but there's a whole big new list of them, and we're trying to find it online again and print it. It was two mainstream articles, and I don't know where they went time warping out of my stack here. I just looked again during the break, and to my horror, couldn't. But because I want to read all the new ones they're saying you have to take. Now, there is no law to prove that. Remember 3 years ago they tried to pass a national law through the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act to force the states to set up brigades of police and firemen and National Guard and volunteer citizens to forcibly inoculate during a smallpox outbreak? Well, I thought if it's the law, you got to take whatever they say. No, no, no. Then they spin it and say to get into school. Then you find out that not one of the 50 states has a law. The closest thing they have is in the District of Columbia in D.C. They have something that a law they passed, we read on air, that says that basically they can try to make you take it, but then there's still a waiver. In the rest of the 50 states, there is no law that you have to do it. What they do is, and this is how it works, if you listen carefully and you go read, the school policy is, unless you've asked for the waiver, that if you're going to be able to go to a public school, you must take the vaccines or you will be expelled. So what the schools do, and we've seen this in Austin, CPS has come and grabbed children, it's been on the news, they kick your child out, you say, fine, I'll take them out, and a week later CPS shows up, or the truancy officer shows up because now it's considered that you did an infraction and then they use truancy laws against you when it's the school that's kicked you out to begin with and will not tell you that if they get 99% vaccine compliance, they get $4,000 extra per child in the average school district. That is almost the amount it takes to educate them, $7,000 to $8,000 a year. Okay, so that's what they get. That's what happens. It's money, a federal bounty on your children, legislation lobbied for and passed by the pharmaceutical companies. So, this year, don't vaccinate your children. They'll send you a record saying your child will be expelled. If not, then they'll be truant. You march in and you go, how dare you use color of law, and you file suit on them for those terroristic threats and those false charges. Or you let them go ahead and get truancy involved, and you go and you show them the law and make them produce what's in every file cabinet in the nurse's office, by law, the waiver. The waiver. And then there have been court cases where you don't even have to sign that waiver. They're compelling you to sign something, and they put you in the health department database. I mean, we've been through this with my children. You just had to send them to some two-week-long art class, you know, where they sit there, where three-year-olds sit there and paint. And they go, oh, you got to have shot records to go. And we go, no, there's a waiver form. And then they go, well, here's the waiver form, and we refuse to sign that because it puts you in a database with the health department. Then you have to go explain to the school, and they go, oh, now we understand. Yes, you're right. We didn't know this. They just tell the school administrators this, and they carry it out self-righteously. There are cancer viruses and mercury in all of those vaccines. And in many of them, sterilization hormones to sterilize your little girls. If you take those, you might as well just be killing your children. So, there's the hoax.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip?
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tim, Carlos, Kathleen, Paul, many others. Your calls are coming up, 1-800-259-9231. I must have left those two articles about the vaccines at home. They're not in my stack. But Kevin was able to find one of them online just a minute ago. This is out of the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Of course, it's out of Texas. Now, do yourself a favor. Carry a pad and paper around your car, or at work, or at home. How many times in the next month you're going to hear, it's the law, you've got to take shots, and there's more shots. But don't worry, drop by a government facility, drop by a gymnasium, drop by a sports stadium, drop by your local city park. I said last year I was going to go to Zilker. They had thousands of school children lined up in 100-degree heat with these big vans. They're giving them combo injections and announcing all over TV and radio. I mean, it was every 10 minutes. Every time I got in the car and tuned into talk radio or read the paper, it was, it's the law, you'll be arrested. It's the law, you'll be arrested. Doesn't that insult you? A mass hoax telling you it's the law, you'll be arrested, when it's a total lie? Everything is a hoax. Everything is a lie. All they can do is kick you out of school and then come after you for truancy. But it's all sleight of hand because by federal and state law, they must give you the vaccine waiver form, which has been challenged in federal and state courts. So many rulings, it makes my head spin. They've got vaccine sites that have all these posted. that you don't even need that. It's a waiver for the school on federal funds they get. But the stupid CPS workers that come to grab your kid because you're a bad, truant parent, you're a deadbeat parent, they would try to put you in jail now. The dumb cops that come, they don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know federal law. They don't know it's all a hoax. There are so many people in prison. So many people that have lost their children over these hoaxes. Total and complete hoax. And we did find the article. This is out of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Keeping up with vaccines is getting complicated. It says, and this is this was posted in the Midland Reporter Telegram out of the AP out of Atlanta, Georgia. The growing list of childhood vaccinations reads like an alphabet soup. HIP, HEPA, HEBA, HIPV, PCV, MCV4, DTAP, DDAP, and it goes on and on, influenza, and a bunch of other names. And most of those shots are quad or triple shots. Parents dragging their kids to the doctor's office for those required school shots. This AP article isn't as bad. Normally it says, you will be arrested immediately. Parents dragging their kids to the doctor's office for those required school shots can expect to hear about more vaccines and, if they're uninsured, new expenses. Oh. 20 years ago, it cost $75 to $100 to immunize a child with the four available vaccines, which were combo shots themselves, combo or triple or more. That means there's multiple things in each vaccine. 12 are generally recommended for kids and adolescents at a private sector cost of about $1,250. Now, notice, they get their line crooked here, and they said recommended. Recommended. And the government is expected to recommend a 13th vaccine for girls. Now, you notice I said over 30. It's because you count these up, their combo shots again. A shot that protects against cervical cancer. Yeah, let's take a bunch of cancer viruses. That's what it is. It costs about $360 for the three-dose series, potentially raising the per-child vaccination bill more to $1,600. Now, all this is an indirect tax to the vaccine makers. And I know what's going to happen. You're not going to have the money, so you'll go to the park or to the gymnasium to get the government-sponsored ones. And do you know what those are? The government then buys the openly bad lots that have been ordered destroyed. We've proven this. My Austin doctor told me about it. But I already read it in the news. And they will give them the vaccines that are admittedly spoiled. It goes on. And the government is expected to recommend a 13th vaccine. The good news is we can now prevent so many diseases. The bad news is it's gotten more complicated, said Dr. Ann Schultz, who heads immunization programs for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You mean the same CDC in 2000 that Congress demanded they release documents, and it was the minutes of the meetings of the head of the CDC and their top scientists saying that millions of children have been brain damaged too by the schools, have been brain the minutes are public, ABC News, millions have been brain damaged by the mercury. Then they told you they took it out. They made small, expensive, perishable lots available in small quantities if you know how to get them. See, that's the lie. They say, we've taken it out, but it's lawyer speak, out of specific small subgroup lots. Then you find the Associated Press admitting, this is 3 years ago, that they increased the amount of mercury in the flu shots and the MMR shots, the most popular, most commonly taken, from 50 times safe levels per injection to 250 times safe levels, or a fivefold increase. Oh, my goodness. For some, it's more complicated. The intricacies of vaccination guidelines are simply unknown. Oh, the AP just said the intricacies of the guidelines. So wait. So this AP article is better than most. It first says required. Then let me find the next line where it says recommended. And then it says in the next line, for some it is more than complicated, the intricacies of vaccine guidelines. Now it's guidelines. So first it's required, then it's recommended, then it's guidelines. Now you just remember the Associated Press actually telling the truth here in an offhand way when they're on your radio and TV going, you will be arrested, get in there and get the shots. And everyone runs like cowards to Zilker Park here in Austin. Thousands of kids on television. I was so busy trying to finish the order of death last summer, I remember seeing the newscast and going, we're going down there. And I was just too busy. And I said, no. Let me just tell people this. Keep me abreast, listeners, because I watch even less television than I did before. As soon as they start the Zilker garbage, because I can't go to a school gymnasium where they're doing it, they won't let me in. When they pull it, I'm going down there. That's it. A mass hoax of cancer and mercury-filled death, and that's what we know about. I'm going to your calls in a minute. Although vaccinations are routinely covered by health insurance, some worry that government funding for shots for the poor and uninsured will not keep up with demand. Then it goes on to say, don't worry, the government's got a plan to help. Just like Bill Gates is involved in population reduction foundations, but then he gives 30-something billion of his money, and so does Warren Buffett, for a program to give African and Asian and Latin American children shots so they don't die. Ted Turner gave several billion, too. Ted Turner calls people useless feeders on C-SPAN and gives money to population control groups and supports Dr. Pianco, who says we should all die, but then we shouldn't take concern when they give billions to give the special shots, the special injections. Oh, trust them. Trust Big Pharma. Again, Bayer just knowingly, for over 10 years, millions of doses of Factor VIII, every dose, filled with HIV and hepatitis C. You think that was an accident? No. Because after they, quote, got caught, they continued it. It's because they love you. Take the Factor VIII. Give your daughter the new cervical cancer vaccine. Don't listen to that guy that gets upset. Again, I'm bad. I get upset about the American Union and transponders to go in all the cars and 385 per 24 miles traveled. And I'm bad, yes. I'm that crazy man who thinks the government carried out 9/11. Why, I'm even telling you that mercury isn't good for you. Why, everybody knows it's good for you. The news says so. Get that clip. They don't believe me. I've played it 50 times. I'll play it again. Everyone knows mercury is good for you. I'm that person that gets up here and tells you it's not the law to take vaccines. Doesn't matter if it isn't the law, they're going to lie to you and tell you it is. And I shouldn't get mad that they're going to sit there and maim and damage our children as every known disease skyrockets and explodes. This is local CBS, and this exact newscast, just with different, CBS writes these, and then they give them video packages, and the local anchors read off of them. This is how they do newscasts. This was packaged at CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan and aired nationwide. The day I got this tape, Mike Hansen walked in and said, I just taped this. I popped in. I said, let's go to the computer. I went to the computer and typed in the headline. There were hundreds of Google hits, the same newscast everywhere, and then almost the same on NBC and ABC and Fox, you see, they write this up. Here's the announcement that mercury is good for you. Roll it.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So see, everything's fine. It's good for you. Drink mercury.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Earlier, I couldn't find a few articles I'd printed up this morning about them trying to push new vaccines, more vaccines, claiming it's the law. It's kind of good I lost those or didn't bring them to work because Kevin did a search and found a bunch of new ones. Here's another one out of Fox 12 News. Required immunizations increase, so does cost. And they just came out and said, oh, you've got to take the new cervical shot. You've got to take this one and that one. And just bald-faced lied. And he gave me another one. Chicago Tribune, schools require more vaccines. A whole separate AP lying article. And listen to this line in one of these stories. Both recommendations, later it says recommendations, are part of an attempt to change the medical culture so that a round of vaccinations will become common for kids before middle school and not just at birth and kindergarten. You see? Let's go to Tim in, where are you calling from, Tim?
Massachusetts.
Thanks for holding. What's on your
mind?
Thanks
for having me. I graduated last year from the University of Massachusetts, and before I did, I took a class called Terrorism in the Criminal Justice System, and it was taught by a guy named Peter Black.
Are you the guy that sent the email about how he said you could be disappeared if you do that to the government?
Right, that's me.
Yeah, tell us about it. He ran security at the Pentagon?
Well, I don't know if he
the
ran
cleanup.
Security. Yeah, it says, he's got a 10-page resume, but the important part is he's a senior special agent with the Defense Criminal Investigative Service, Office of the Inspector General, and that's in the Department
and
of
you
Defense.
Say you have the syllabus, and you have friends who are witnesses to
yep.
him telling you in the class that you could be disappeared.
Yep, it was an online course, and it was based on, posts, so the whole class can see. So what I did, I just printed every post ever made in the class, and I just printed them all out.
Well, you need to photocopy those, scan them, send them to us, write a story for us about it.
Yep, I was planning
Tell
on it.
Tell folks what he said when you exposed 9/11.
Well, day one, we were, we posted, information on the NORAD, stand down, controlled demolition, hijackers trained. And, day one, at first he just threatened to kick us out for, voicing our opinion, which is required for the class. And then, he went on further to say, you should keep my resume in mind. I'm making note of our discussion. And then,
remember who I am, punk. Now, did he specifically, as you said in your email, say you could be disappeared?
Well, I said, this is America. When he was talking about, I was talking about free speech and how it's a core principle, and he said, yeah, this is America, and you're lucky you're not disappeared. That's a direct quote, and I have it printed up. So, I can send that to you.
Well, Bush has got the legislation to disappear us, so we got to look out for each other.
Yeah, I didn't think it held any water. It was just an attempt to shut me up. But
well, it just shows the gangster mentality, if what you're saying is true.
You need to
photocopy, scan these, write an article about it, and send it to us. We'll make it a big story.
I will. And can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
When I posted the Northwoods document and I asked him to comment on it, his only response was to post a question to the class asking if they agree with Plato's concept of the noble lie, which, basically argues that it's permissible to tell a lie.
Yeah, the end justifies a means. His answer was to give you what the elite believes. We can do this type of stuff because we do it for a greater good.
Yep, and throughout the whole class, he advocated the end of posse comitatus. He said there was no domestic spying. Patriot Act's good and doesn't violate our rights.
Yeah, let the troops run your life, but we're not spying on you.
Yep, it was. You got to read it. I'll send it to you.
Put his bio in, write three or four paragraphs on what happened, and then post each page and comments about when he said it and how he said it. It's a big story.
And I also got another little video clip of me confronting Vernon Jordan about the Bilderberg Group.
Yes.
And I'll send that to you as well.
Good job. I appreciate your call. We'll hold him over if need be. Carlos in California. You're on the air, Carlos.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we're being hit from all angles, Alex. These vaccines are part of the depopulation strategy. I mean, everybody's coming down with cancer. I've lost 5 friends the last couple of years to cancer. My wife right now has cancer. Good thing she's beating it. But you go to these wards for chemotherapy. I mean, there's hundreds of people there. Radiation, it's despicable, and it's a good thing you're bringing it up. We're being hit from all over. Our checks and balances are being eroded, and then they say, well, just call your congressman. He'll save you, yet you ought to see the list of congressmen on the Enron payroll that I saw a couple of years ago.
It was over 200.
That was right. All the who's who of Congress were there,
Stay there, Carlos. I'm going to let you finish on the other side. Depending on which type of cancer, some cancers are up 10,000%. On average, cancer's up 500% from a decade ago. Lung cancer is up sixfold from 5 years ago. And they say it's secondhand smoke doing it. Sure it is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful black Berkey element extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
I have several medical doctors that are good friends of mine. One of them is a pediatrician. And they told me that in some cases, 35 to 45% of their patients are not having their children vaccinated here in Austin. But guess who those people are? I said, let me guess. I said, this is middle class and wealthy people. And they said, yeah, that's it. It's highly educated, wealthy, rich, or middle class. I mean, folks, you go into the city hospitals and you refuse vaccines at birth. I've been there. I've covered it with video cameras. They will grab your children. CPS will be called. They'll say you're in danger. They'll have cops stand on both sides. The CPS worker will say, sign this form letting us take the child in protective custody, and you may get them back. Now, of course, they don't have the power to take them. The parent will sign. I've been outside the room as the screaming starts. I have actually seen police put their hands, actually grab the neck of the woman. The husband's kept out of there. I start screaming at the police. I'm in the hospital. More cops come in. In fact, that is famous video. I know Mike Hansen's listening. Mike, you have the master digital tape of that. And it's called Child Grabbers or something. We heard that about 6 years ago. People probably remember I got out of the hospital, called into another talk show, and was like crying on air. It freaked me out so bad. And they said the family done nothing. It was blonde-haired, blue-eyed parents, and it's admitted that they can get $250,000 to $300,000 for those in adoption agencies. It's so horrible, folks. They are feeding on us while telling us how much they love us and how they're taking care of us. So, listen, don't believe me. Just go give all your kids the 40-something shots now. And just when they die of leukemia, just enjoy it. Murder your children. Go ahead. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up, okay? All right, I'm not making this stuff up, and I can't believe it. I cannot believe New York Daily News and the lawyers we've interviewed where they target black families mainly. So statistically, they found whites have more money and will fight. They found Hispanics will run. Hispanics are the hardest statistically to grab their kids, though it's getting bad here in Austin. And they go to these single black mothers and they say, we're going to take your 8-year-old or you got to let us experiment or have medical tests on your 2-year-old. And they take them and they take the 8-year-old and they give them pesticides till they die. That's one case. One case. Thousands in New York that we know of. I don't know how those CPS workers take children to big pharma medical facilities where in many cases they kill them. They kill children. Sorry, Carlos, I'm ranting today. People want to know why I get so mad. There would be something wrong with us, Carlos, if we didn't get mad.
Well, of course, I'm mad myself. My kid, about 10 years ago, I took him to school, and I already knew that the vaccines were extraneous agents in these vaccines, but they told me there's nothing you can do. I voiced my concerns about it, and the school said, no, there's nothing you can do. It's by law. You have to have your kid in there. So I had him vaccinated with hepatitis B vaccines, and he developed asthma after the fact. So I've been worried about that all along, Alex, and it's asinine what they're doing.
But now you know that what they were saying was illegal is they would expel your child, then charge you, but they never told you, here's a form, and we have to let him in. They never told you that, did they, Carlos?
No, never did. Never did.
Let me hear you get mad. Come on. Let me hear you get mad, Carlos. It's time for us to start getting mad. Are you mad about this?
Well, I've been mad for 10 years because I've known the truth for 10 years, and I see my son when the winter comes along, starting developing his asthma, although it's not that bad, but I hear him, and I said, well, I don't know what to do about it. He's had the vaccine. I hope it tapers off. That's my only hope, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but anyway, briefly here on another topic, Alex, I am also mad at what's going on in the Middle East, you know, that the savagery, the carnage that's taking place. And look, I want people to know there's a family that was prominent since the 1800s in setting up the base of operations in the Middle East. That's some of the members of the Rothschild banking family. They started the whole rhetoric about Jews going into Palestine.
No, it was Lord Rothschild that ran it all, yeah.
Yeah.
They got pictures of him all over London, a big bald-headed guy with a huge beard, looked like Albert Pike.
Exactly, and they were the ones that were prominent in setting up the World Jewish Congress in 1898, through the regents Weissman and Theodore Herzl, and then they were the ones that set up the infamous Balfour Declaration that was addressed to one of the Rothschilds, whereby the Palestine was promised to the Jews as well as the Arabs, and then they were also the ones that started setting up vast amount of businesses in Palestine in those days and started manipulating governments to persecute Jews in Russia and other places, and then forcing them to migrate gradually into Palestine.
We have the official documents, and because you're against the Rothschilds murdering Jews in Europe and bombing them and funding Hitler, you're anti-Semitic. Say you love Hitler, and we'll give you awards. Say you're against Hitler, and we'll demonize you.
Yes, well, people have no idea that this family, who is so prestigious, some of the members, I'm not saying everybody in the family was culpable, but some of them were prominent in it. And that they said
the leadership of the Rothschilds.
Exactly. They joined partnership with the Rockefellers, the Bush family, the Harrimans, that started financing Hitler. And, of course, there was a message probably given to Hitler, thou shalt persecute Jews, so they will be forced to migrate into Palestine, because we have our designs in setting up Israel setting up Palestine as a nation of Israel.
Well, no, there were top labor Zionists with offices until the late mid-40s, 1944, in Berlin, And they wrote public letters. There's big books written by top Jewish professors, one out of New York. We ought to get him on. They have the documents where the Zionist made the deal and paid Hitler not to let Jews leave. Only if they went to Palestine.
Exactly.
The same Zionists are the ones that made the deal with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This is on record to not let Jews come here.
Well, you know, and all through the 1930s, Alex, there were prominent officials within the Nazi Party. Eichmann was one of them. That was actually traveling to Palestine and talking to some officials over there to set up agencies and businesses for the Jews that would be migrating into Palestine. There was even an agency for illegal immigration of Jews into Palestine.
I know. It's so, and now I have satellite photos from AP of Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. It looks like a parking lot.
Of course, and that whole scenario over there is a backdoor way of getting us involved against Syria and Iran. This whole thing is going to increment and enhance all over the Middle East, going to Africa, going to Latin America, because Chavez and all those Marxist countries in Latin America have joined forces with Iran. So the moment we hit Iran and Syria, guess what? Eventually, we're going to have to go to war with Latin America.
And that's exactly the plan. Thank you for the call. I know. It is just so horrible. Oh, this precision bombing. And you look at satellite photos of Beirut, a third of it's gone. Those are up on prisonplanet.com. Let me do this now so I don't run out of time, and then we'll go to... Who's the caller from British Columbia? Catherine, and then Paul, and Nick, and many, many others that are patiently holding. I've got two big events coming up at the end of this month and in early September, and coming up in about 3 weeks, just about 3 weeks, the 26th of August, Dallas, Texas, beautiful Art Deco theater. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm. I'm going to give a speech and take questions. Then Jim Mars will give a speech for an hour and take questions. Then we'll air 35 minutes of the best footage we've got from the Bilderberg Group there on the big screen. And then we're going to have some music from midnight to 2. But, again, you don't have to stay for the whole thing, but it's going to be over 6 hours long. Two films, two speeches. $10, very cheap, up there on Infowars.com. Get your tickets to this event. Again, Infowars.com. You know, I support all the other big events they have in Central Texas and North Texas. I have the people on. I promote their events. I promote Aaron Russo's deal, have him on air. And I'm asking locals in Austin and others, you know, to help me promote this too. We want to have this be a great event. The BBC is going to be there videotaping it live for a TV show they're doing, interviewing myself and Jim Mars. Other media is going to be there. It's going to be a 9/11 truth event. We want this to get attention and press to keep exposing 9/11 as an inside job. So go to Infowars.com, get your tickets today. It's going to be historical. And then in September on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then on the 13th and the 14th the next week, I've left open September 11th because I still may be going to New York, for everybody out there to come to the event in Dallas, and then coming up for those five events at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar in September. September will be here soon, and don't wait until you can't get the tickets. Every event we've had, except for one, we've had about 50, has sold out. We've had one event in Houston one time that was about 80% full. I want it to be a big success up in Dallas, great camaraderie, great for everybody to get together. If you live in Oklahoma, you live in Denton, you live in Rockwall, you live in Temple, you live in Waco, you live anywhere in Texas, you live in Austin, come up to Dallas, make a weekend out of it, go to the new aquariums they've got there, they got a nice aquarium up there, go to the museums, go up in the ball and have dinner, you know, that tower that's got a ball on it, you know, some stuff to do in Dallas, go make a whole weekend out of it, you know, take the wife up there, take the kids up there, children are welcome. And come to the event. I wouldn't bring small children, though, because some pretty horrific stuff from the war in the video. But it's going to be great, so I want to see you in Dallas. And please, Terror Storm will not have an effect, will not get out to people, will not have the effect it deserves to have. It's my best film, 9/11, 7/7, Madrid bombing. the latest Iraq war information, how that's all staged. MI6 military arm, SAS caught carrying out terror attacks. It's such a powerful video. Terror Storm. Get your DVD today on the secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com and get Martial Law and Order of Death and my other films while you're at it. Get them, make copies, get them out to everybody. Here's the toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, all 15 of my films, including Terror Storm and super high bandwidth quality, down to low bit quality, lower bandwidth quality, for those that have dial-up connections still, two different formats, three or four, depending on the piece we put up, different bandwidth rates, different qualities from low all the way up to supreme. It is all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, the entire 9/11 symposium, all the major speakers are now up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be putting up the interview we had in the studio with Greg Palast, the interview with Bob Dacey, the interview with Ranger Ray, the Texas Ranger, who was a police officer in Austin 40 years ago, Tuesday, when he took out Charles Whitman on the tower. All that stuff goes up there. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day for a membership. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Catherine in British Columbia. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name is actually Catherine. I have a
couple. Okay, I thought he said Catherine, and I said, Catherine or Catherine? Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. A couple of things I wanted to discuss with you, but first a comment on vaccines. In Canada, we don't get threatened with being arrested. We get told it's for our safety, and we all line up. And that's, you know, talking about getting mad, that's what makes me mad. Very frustrating.
Well, it's hard to believe that, again, the people giving them don't know, the people even at the plants, most of them don't know, except for the top scientists who are, you know, they're doing it, that this is a huge eugenics program. And the evidence is there. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's hard to direct people to that evidence because it seems that they don't want to hear. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about...
Well, they're going to enjoy dying of cancer.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. Or they're going to enjoy their 18-month-old that's talking, giggling, laughing, running around. After the third round of shots, they're going to watch them go into convulsions, and they'll never be able to talk to their child again.
Yeah, and that's what's happening, and they don't understand why. But I wanted to talk to you about the Wanta story.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I wish you wouldn't ask me about this because go ahead. You're going to get the truth. Go ahead.
Okay. I had heard on your broadcast that you hadn't had time to investigate it.
Well, I have looked at it, and I go ahead, and I'll give you my take.
Okay, well, what I was going to do was give you a reference, an individual who's checking into it.
Please, I know who's checking into it. I don't need to be given a reference.
Okay.
I actually spent hours the other day looking into it. I looked into it 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this. I have a lot of friends and people I like who are looking into it, who've bought into it, that the guy, you know, there's this trillions of dollars and he got a settlement that's for the American people, and we people here have made calls into the organizations, into the groups, and into what you're hearing, and that's all I'm going to say is that I think the thing stinks to high heaven. I know a lot more about it, but it's just, remember Nocera? For a decade, we heard that secretly a good group had taken over the government, and everything's fine, and the government was really in receivership and going back to the people, and everything's... And I just always heard, don't worry, Nocera, Nocera, Nocera. Finally, people shut up about it. Okay? It's not true, it's not real. And it's the oldest scam. I saw this in college. There's always somebody who says they're a Rockefeller or they're an Astor, and can they just live with you... And they need some money before they get their $50 million inheritance, and they're going to give you $1 million of it when you get it. And there's always these emails you get, I'm in Africa, I'm in Nigeria, or I'm in Somalia, and I'm King Wabutu's son, and I'll be getting a $100 million as soon as it transfers out of the bank. But I need $14,000 to get it out. You're very lucky I've come to you. If you give me $14,000 to this account, I will give you $5 million of the $100 million because I am Prince Babulu. Okay? It's not real. And this is one of the oldest things in the book. Or one of the other ones is somebody will claim that they've got this secret invention and if you'll just invest with them, you'll make all these millions of dollars. But the government's persecuting them, and anybody who criticizes it, they're with the government persecuting them. It's a sign you're an agent if you don't go along with it. And I'm sorry, folks. You know, anybody who says this city will be nuked at this time, and they know for a fact, that it's just all this stuff. All of it. I'm just tired of it. I'll get into scams on the other side. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, we're going to move quick. I want to jam a call or two in, but Kevin Smith did research on vaccines locally. They're saying you've got to take them. Ads and news reports everywhere. But then the mayor slips up in a statement saying we'll lose $500,000 a day in federal funds if we don't vaccinate them. There's no law. It's a giant criminal hoax. And anybody who tells you it's the law is criminally hoaxing you. You should sue them. And I'm serious. This is serious business. But back to scams. People who know the government's lying to them and don't trust the government tend to then believe everything that patriots or truth tellers take them. Some truth tellers are kooks, some are wrong, some are government agents, some have been deceived, some are just covering things because it's a big discussion. All I'm telling you is that the stuff I'm hearing about, you know, clicks with classic MO of just total baloney. And some people get mad at me, you know, because I criticize magical cures that are $200 or whatever. We don't sell that type of stuff here. You know, I mean, this is about reality, ladies and gentlemen. And those that get mad at me for criticizing that type of stuff, hey, you're making me look stupid. You know, I mean, you understand, I don't like being associated with it. I have to every once in a while stand up for my dignity. Okay, I can't sit here and compromise. I can't see. It's like when I was at the Freedom to Fascism deal. It's a great film. The IRS is voluntary. It's all a big scam. It's true. But somebody got up and said, well, should I then not pay taxes? What will happen to me? And I said, well, some people beat it in court, but on average, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble. And I said, I pay these taxes. Because I could have sat up there and acted like I was big and tough. But I said, I've chosen my battles. I'm fighting other issues. I commend those that are fighting the IRS. My point is I'm not going to give people advice that's going to send them to prison. And I know a bunch of these weirdo patriot pseudo lawyers here in town with their patriot mythology sending people to jail. I'm not here to get you sent to jail on bull. I'm sorry. We don't have time for calls now. I apologize to everybody who's holding that we don't. Just call me back on Monday. We'll get to you. Kevin, you got a big stack of news there about them lying, saying you got to have shots.
Yeah, let me hit these fast. Here we go. In its second year of the Summer Shot Roundup program, aims to solve the crisis. Round them up. It aims to solve the crisis of children's health care through immunizations. Students whose vaccination records are incomplete on the first day of school in August will not be admitted to classes. We'll again follow a no shots, no classes policy. And here's where it gets kind of diabolical and scary. Cap Metro.
Notice it says policy. It's a policy.
Well, we've got Cap Metro, our local bus company, saying we've donated 2,000 bus passes to be distributed to get people to the immunization sites. Oh, using buses to round up the population and move them to vaccination immunization sites. They say we also trained 70 firefighters to have been trained in immunizing
children.
And by
the way, that's not a conspiracy. That is the cover. Walmart's drilling with them all over the country for real drills to forcibly take people to facilities. Go ahead.
Well, these firemen and EMS employees have volunteered at the roundup. And then it goes on, the mayor, Will Wynn, says, the policy shift means that no child will be allowed to attend classes if his or her shot record is not up to date. And he said the district would lose $27 per child or $500,000 a day if parents do not get their children immunized.
As I said earlier, it's a federal bounty. Now notice it's all implied you have to do this. And the news will be announcing you'll go to jail if you don't. It's a total lie, Kevin.
Well, here's the list that they want you to have in the state of Texas to go to school. I'll let you go, Alex.
That is, oh my gosh, that's well more than 40-something shots.
Would you give that to a three-year-old?
Let me see. Four shots, three shots, one shot, one shot, one shot, three shots, one shot, two shots, five shots, four shots, two shots, three shots, one shot, three shot, four shots, two shots, three shots, one shot, and two more shots. How many is that? I don't have time to count them up. In one column, it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 21, 26, 28, 33, 34, 37, 40, 42, 43, 44 shots. 44 different vaccines filled with mercury and cancer. Enjoy yourselves.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.